Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is going to be an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is by David Murray, titled How Sermons Work, and it was published by Evangelical Press in 2011. The book is 160 pages in length. My written review of this work first appeared in the Puritan Reformed Journal, Volume 5, Number 1, in 2013, and it's found there on pages 266 to 268. Here now is the review. David Murray is professor of Old Testament and Practical Theology at Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In the preface, Murray notes that this is a How Do They Do That book about preaching, page 9. He writes for seminary students, elders, experienced preachers, and even lay Christians who might use the material as an aid in teaching Sunday school lessons or leading Bible studies. In fact, Murray states, quote, "Maybe above all, I want non-preachers to read this book," end quote, "if for nothing else to understand better the work of their pastor." See page 10. The work has a simple, pragmatic format that is very easy to follow with multiple lists, bullet points, brief examples, and outlines. The book consists of 10 short chapters. Chapters 1 through 4 discuss matters one might consider before preaching, including preparation, selecting a text, interrogating or exegeting a text, and varying sermons. Chapters 5 through 10 provide practical counsel for preaching a sermon, including how to create an engaging introduction, how to organize the sermon, how to provide application, and practical tips for presenting the sermon. How Sermons Work is not simply a theoretical work on preaching, but it contains a very practical treasure trove of useful and stimulating ideas. Here are just a few of the many valuable insights that Murray conveys. Quote, "The preacher must have clear convictions about his relationship to God," end quote, page 11. "There are both advantages to be gained and disadvantages to be avoided in preaching a series of consecutive sermons through a chapter or a whole book," pages 22 to 24. "Exegesis is not preaching," see page 39. "Commentaries should typically be consulted late in the sermon preparation process," page 57. "Sermon text should be drawn," quote, "in roughly equal portions," end quote, from three sources, the Old Testament, the Gospels, the Epistles, see pages 59 to 60. "Even topical sermons should be expository," page 66. "The sermon introduction should not be too long. As Dabney put it," quote, "there is no need of a porch to enter a porch. We desire to step at once from the porch into the house," end quote, page 74. "The preacher should look for his outline or sermon structure in the text itself," see pages 85 to 105. "Sermon application is defined as," quote, "the process by which the unchanging principles of God's word are brought into life-changing contact with people who live in an ever-changing world," end quote, page 108. "The preacher should," quote, "spend at least 30 minutes in prayer with his completed sermon," end quote, page 136. Additionally, quote, "the first thing a preacher should do when arriving home after preaching is to go apart and pray," end quote, page 137. "The preacher should speak plainly, avoiding too many words, especially too many long words, including Latin, Greek, and Hebrew words, too many arguments, and too many quotations," see page 145. The last of these practical points is particularly driven home by Murray. He observes, quote, "It is wonderful that many Reformed pulpits are being filled with well-studied and well-prepared sermons full of biblical truth. But I'm afraid that many of our hearers can't swallow the great chunks of red meat that are being served from some pulpits," end quote, page 146. He adds, quote, "Any fool can preach like a genius, but it takes a genius to preach simply," end quote, page 146. Though I greatly appreciate the pragmatic focus of Murray's book, there are also a few questions, perhaps more on the theoretical level, that I would have liked to have seen directly addressed, such as, what is the difference between preaching a sermon and teaching a Sunday school lesson or leading a Bible study? Who should preach? Is preaching limited to the ordained officers of the church? Why or why not? How is one's ability to preach effectively related to his divine call and supernatural gifting to preach? Can one really learn to preach, or can he merely learn to preach more effectively as his gifts are exercised? On a more practical level, I would like to have seen an expanded discussion of how the preacher should work with establishing the text of Scripture in the process of exegesis. Though Murray does briefly address the issue of translation, encouraging consultation of various English translations from the King James Version to the Message, see pages 41 to 42, he does not address the pros and cons of directly addressing textual issues from the pulpit. For example, should one preach a message from the traditional ending of the Gospel of Mark, Mark 16:9 through 20? When one preaches from such a disputed passage where modern translations depart from the traditional text, should he address textual matters during the course of his sermon? Murray's book is highly recommended to the seminarian and to the veteran preacher alike. It is a stimulating work that will encourage numerous practical reflections on how the preacher goes about his task of proclaiming God's word. It reminds us of the seriousness and importance of the preacher's task of rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. Here ends the review. You can receive audiobook reviews and notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts and sermons, by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at Riddle1689.